Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Hi. Well, it is, what is it? The week before Christmas, y'all are, my husband hears me say y'all now and he's like, dude, do you really, are you saying y'all? And you say it and you live in California, so it's fine.
That's right? True.
But I was at Trader Joe's this week and my absolute favorite thing comes out this time of year.
Oh, what and is it? Jingle Jangle?
I'm gonna
peppermint batons?
No, I'm going to show you. If you guys are listening or if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see it. It's these cookies.
Oh, your gingerbread cookies. Yeah, you like
those.
Oh, this.
My God. Yeah. They're frosted on one side, not frosted on the other. They taste freaking like magic.
Yeah, I know you love those. I've eaten my fair share of cookies and my husband brought it to my attention.
What?
Well, in a roundabout
way.
You
tell him we actually, you know, broke up with boyfriends if they talked to us.
This is what he
dessert.
This is what he said. I was wearing a pair of jeans that I've had for years. And it's one of the few pairs of jeans that I have that don't have any rips in them. Because what can I say? I like my jeans ripped. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're styly.
Yeah.
Okay. My husband does not. My husband's a big old dork. I mean, he would be like tucking in his shirt every day if I let him. Okay.
With the tie.
So, yeah. So he says to me, wow, I like those jeans. And I said, yeah, I've had them for a long time now. And he says, and they still fit?
Oh,
that's what I said. Ah.
Yes. They yeah. still fit.
Yes, A-hole. They still fit. And I'm just, it's just a layer of holiday extraness.
By the way,
shed it in January. Okay. And they're stretchy.
I'm happy that yours fit. Mine will definitely not fit.
Well, they're stretchy.
These girls in my Bunko group, we had the Bunko favorite things party last night. And one of the girls was like, we need to do Galentine's and do like lingerie. And I was like, does that mean sweatpants and a sweatshirt? Because I'm pretty sure that's the only lingerie.
Yeah, I have lingerie days. Like I literally got from my wedding that I haven't taken the tags off. Yeah. And I don't want chicks buying me lingerie.
Well,
y'all are
girls,
freaky.
I'm like, we are all different sizes here. So how does that work?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. So I don't think it works very well.
Yeah,
I'm not down either. I don't need anything lingerie-ish at all.
No, no.
I've got enough. Anything else that you have going on? Oh, okay. Gretchen. Okay, listen, you guys. I'm going to just toot your horn for you.
Oh.
Gretchen's been talking about her getting her boat all decorated for the Parade of Lights. It's coming up tonight, actually. And she's recording. Yeah. You guys, she loves you that much. And she sends me a picture and I haven't even seen it at night and I'm highly impressed.
And she's impressed. Like, yeah.
I was just telling my friend Liz on the phone 5 minutes ago about it. And I really hope you win something. Like I hands down can say,
well, there's a lot of categories.
Well, I don't care what
category.
It's
not the biggest. Me too. But it's not the biggest boat. You know, there's a lot
bigger
boats out there.
Yeah, so you're not
going
to win like the yachty
boat. I'm thinking maybe
crazy,
like best in theme or something.
Yeah.
Because it's very creative.
It is so creative.
Listen,
and Gretchen
$500 for best in theme runner up.
That's what you get?
Yeah. And I need that because I have spent that.
I was thinking when I saw the boat. I was like,
to recoup the boat funds.
Yes, yeah. You definitely. So I cannot wait. Until you post pictures, go to our Facebook group, Housewives of True Crime group, and you will see them.
Yeah. Can I make like one little disclosure though?
Yes.
Okay. I do this because I like to do this. Tab has known me for a very long time. I've always done this.
Yes.
I've always decorated. Even when we worked at the Outback Steakhouse, I used to volunteer to come in and hang the snowflakes from the ceiling. Very tedious, time consuming job. Okay.
Yes.
But on account of me not winning the trunk or treat, which I was never mad about, I don't do it for winning. I was irritated because the judge never looked at my car. Okay. But I have this one friend who cannot shut the fuck up. And she says to me all the time, oh, so you're going to get to the boat parade on time. So you're not like in the corner. So you'll get judged.
Yes, bitch. I am.
Yes. Yes, I am. And then they're like, oh, you got so mad about that. I'm not mad about that. I'm mad that you keep making comments like, well, maybe if your trunk was more original.
Oh, my God. Well,
it's
this
not
is
about
original.
Winning. If I'm mad, I'm mad that you don't get me.
Oh, my goodness.
And so those people are coming on the boat and they better not take the fun out of it for me.
No, they won't. Give them a
they
couple
keep
cocktails
like little,
or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Cookies and cocktails. Does it get any better?
No. No.
No. Okay. I have to tell you something so funny that just happened.
Okay.
My son wears one of these watches, you know?
Yeah, the Gab watch.
That he can't do anything with it except for call me.
Yeah.
And whoever's in his phone. But it has like something, some setting that he just turned on recently that it calls me automatically if it senses a fall.
Oh, okay. I think that's for like old people.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's kind of fun. So
then you get
randomly,
to hear what
I just listen in, dude.
Yeah,
and it yesterday, what I heard him say was, which my son, sweetest boy in the world, okay, did not want to participate in the secret elf thing in class because he's like, then there's going to be an odd number of kids and that's a problem. So I had to buy like two because otherwise he would not do it.
Yeah.
Okay. On the other hand, he's a little bit of a jerk. I hear him say, watch out, guys. I do jujitsu and my parents let me throw axes.
Oh my God, that is so funny. He is he's such a character.
After school, I'm like, what were you talking about, dude? He's like, well, I was playing tetherball. I'm like, so you were just like first of all, you haven't been to jujitsu in a while. And second of all, they're plastic axes. Okay.
He's like, they didn't need to know that.
Yeah. So it went off. That was yesterday. It went off again today. And his teacher is so sweet. But again, I think she has another side to her because I heard her getting those kids in line.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, feisty.
We are not allowed to have those at our school. Like they aren't allowed.
Well, he usually has it in airplane mode. And so
yeah, we're
it's
not
fine.
Even allowed that.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm not going to say anything because I'm kind of enjoying it.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. All right. Are we going to enjoy your case today?
Yes, yes, yes.
Or no?
Always.
Okay.
Today's case takes place in Davison, Michigan, which is a small town of around 5,000, not far outside Flint, Michigan. Davison looks quaint and you can get a real cute house there for around $200,000. Christina, who went by Christy Harris, was living there at the age of 21 when she met Jason Harris, her future husband. Christy was the oldest of three girls that were raised by her mother, Kathy, and stepfather, Jim Mays. Christy's biological father had passed away when she was just 8 of cancer.
Sad.
Yeah, that's rough. That passing wasn't the only thing Christy struggled with. She had some extra tumultuous teen years that propelled her family to seek counseling, and Christy was diagnosed as bipolar. According to her mother and sisters, the years that she really struggled with her mental health were taxing and she bounced between anxious and manic. But when there came a point and she was able to manage it, she was productive, fun, funny, life of the party. She was doing really well for herself at 21 when her relationship with Jason began. Jason, on the other hand, was not doing that well for himself. Jason was 25. Unemployed and going through a bitter divorce that involved custody of two young children who at that point Jason didn't have visitation with.
Jason, that's a lot for a 25-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like get a job, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Christy was a positive force in Jason's life when he needed it. She kind of like whipped him into shape. She helped him get a job and get visitation with his kids who she totally embraced, and eventually that visitation turned into regular stays with the children. Jason and Christy moved in together, and Jason's family loved Christy. Sounds like from early on, Christy's mom did not think that much of Jason. She just did not think he was all that in a bag of chips. Christy's mom got along with him just fine, but she admits she always kind of felt like Christy just settled for Jason because she had low self-esteem stemming from her mental health struggles, which is unfortunate. When Jason and Christy announced they were engaged and they had their wedding planned in like a hot minute, it was one of those like, we're engaged and we're getting married in like 3 months. Mm-hmm. Those close to them were a little trepidatious about the nuptials. That was because it didn't seem like the timing was ideal because there was a constant stressor between Jason and Christy. Guess what that stressor was?
Kids.
Money.
Wow, that's always,
that's always it,
money,
right?
Kids,
money, money. Yeah, right. So they didn't have any. And it always kind of puzzled her family. It kind of puzzled everybody. Jason worked at a warehouse and Christy had a great job at the hospital. And they knew much of Jason's pay went towards child support. Mm-hmm. But still, with their salaries...
And
you
like,
know, supposedly
houses are cheap. So
yeah, and houses are cheap. Cost of living is low. They should have been able to make ends meet, but they were just always in some kind of bind. And so it didn't seem like it was the appropriate time to plan a wedding. Weddings are costly.
Yes.
And marriage does not make financial stress lessen. But you
this
know, Jason and Christy were adults. And I'm sure we have all known adults who have made decisions and there's nothing you can do about it. And so we just keep our thoughts to ourselves and see how it all shakes out. And it did shake out. The day of the wedding, Christy was stunning. And her and Jason were overjoyed. And although the financial stress in their marriage was always ever present, they endured. The moment Christy and Jason tied the knot, Christy made baby making her main goal. Mm.
So Jason had the kids. She did not have any children.
Right. So she has these two stepkids.
Mm-hmm. So she's like,
and she embraced them. She wanted to be a mommy more than, you know,
let me get a couple of my own in there also.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, she's young, whatever.
Yeah.
So it ended up taking her a while. It ended up taking her 7 years to achieve.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a lot. And, you know, fertility
stressful.
Treatments are really expensive. And it sounds like she went like more like the holistic route and, you know.
Yeah.
So it took a while.
Yeah.
7 years. But it happened. And when Christy gave birth to a healthy baby girl, she was over the moon. Christy had plenty of time to read all the books and, you know, do all the things you do with your first, you know, breastfeeding and making the baby food from scratch. Mm-hmm. You know, we both did all that stuff with our first ones. Mm-hmm. I used to play the kids classical music.
Oh, yeah.
At nap time. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have gluten or sugar their entire first year of life. And and now we eat Chick-fil-A like it's healthy because it's not pizza.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, your first kid, man, you just you think it's going to be like that with the fourth, fifth, sixth kid, too. And after number two, you're like, I
remember
can't
the, like charts.
Can't
they
breathe.
Had sweet potatoes. They haven't had avocado. You know?
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Christy took great care of her baby girl. And, you know, with that enthusiasm that I think partly comes from when you work extra hard to make a kid. And for sure, part just because that's who she was. 4 years after giving birth to her daughter in 2014, her and Jason welcomed another baby girl. They still struggled financially, but things were looking up because they had help from Christy's parents moving into a new, real cute house. Christy was 36 now, and after she gave birth this time, she felt different, overwhelmed. She worried her bipolar diagnosis would get the best of her. She had extreme anxiety, and so she took an extended maternity leave. Her anxiety did not get a break when she took a look-see at her husband/baby daddy, Jason's phone, and saw he had two female contacts in it that she was not familiar with. She then did exactly what I would do and took a look-see at the phone bill to see when he had contacted these female contacts. And it was all the time. It was like 1,000 text messages. And the real punch to the gut for Christy was that he had been communicating with these women literally while she was having her C-section.
Oh, like while she's in the hospital.
Like in the OR, which, by the way, it only takes like 20 minutes. So it's like, you can't silence your phone. Stop.
Come on.
Yeah. It's not nice. Okay. So this is a problem. She shared her outrage and devastation with her family. This revelation that Jason had been having, you know, side booze started making sense now, right? To Christy's family that had been like crunching the numbers for years and wondering, where is all the money going? It was going to eating pumpkins, you know? Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater, right? So they are not thrilled, but they are just want to support Christy, who, you know, is overwhelmed as it is. Mm-hmm. Christy had not expressed that divorce was an option, but I can only imagine how tense things were between them. You know, it's hard enough just having a newborn. Now, some of Jason's family had their own concerns about the marriage. Jason's brother and sister had met up to discuss a couple of interactions with their brother that were not sitting right with them. The interaction with his brother was Jason had asked him to purchase a plane ticket for him and had stated that he would pay him back, but he needed to meet up with a lady friend and needed it to be on his brother's credit card so Christy wouldn't find out about it. Well, his brother obliged.
Come on.
Okay, listen. But when brother's wife found out about this co-signing of douche canoe pumpkin eating, she put the kibosh on it.
Yeah.
Okay, good sister-in-law, right? I would hope my sister-in-law would do the same thing for me. I think she would. Okay, well, Jason did not take this action well and stopped speaking to his brother for a while. Then the next interaction was when it came to his sister. Jason had sent her a series of texts that were like him kind of brainstorming ways he thought he could make Christy go away forever. He could poison her. He could have her killed.
Oh my
gosh. So many options that did not include the obvious, like divorce.
Divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, divorce was not an option for Jason because he had so much resentment over his first one. I guess he had gotten so far behind in child support and everything. You know, they were like just taking it directly out of his check. So he hated that. So he didn't want to deal with paying Christy child support like he had had his first wife. So, I mean, this is alarming, right? Anyone talking about killing anyone. So brother and sister met up to talk about what they could do and if they really thought their brother would do something really scary. Well, their legit concerns were put to ease and put aside when Jason vocalized divorce was an option because killing her was just getting too complicated. But the siblings started to think that not only was talk about killing Christy like in the rearview mirror, but so was divorcing her. Because Jason and Christy showed up with kids in tow to his brother's son's birthday party and they seemed happy. So they were relieved.
Yeah.
Just moved on from their concerns. But unfortunately, Jason had not moved on from his disturbing thoughts about killing Christy, and multiple coworkers were hearing about it. Jason had reported back to a coworker that he had tried giving Christy Klonopin in her drink, but she tasted it. He asked for suggestions as to what he could give her that she wouldn't detect and that would shut her up.
My God.
Right? Unbelievable. The coworker declined to give Jason future pills, which, side note, it's not a great idea to share pills, but it's really not a great idea if the person is telling you that they desire to use them to knock someone out. So this coworker, I think we can all agree, made the right decision cutting Jason off. Mm-hmm. He said that Jason also mentioned casually that, you know, just putting some Xanax in her cereal is really what he needed because she's such a nag. This coworker, of course, just thought he was joking, you know, super funny, right? He also told a coworker he didn't believe that the last baby was his. He's like a real comedian. Some more funny sharing Jason did with his coworkers was tell one that he had hired someone to unalive Christy, wife and mother of his two children.
Did he actually say unalive?
No, he said kill.
Okay.
That was my little, you know, podcast flair.
I know. But people say that these days. So I'm just, I was like, wow, he had that much class to like.
Unalive?
I mean, unalive, yeah, no. Somebody? No. Mm-mm. Like.
No. No, but he just said it so casually. I didn't want to use the word
well,
kill.
Well, you know what's
he's
weird?
He's like the break room and he's like, I'm going to, I hired a hitman, but the Dagom hitman got arrested before he could pull it off.
But don't you think that that's like, you're like, oh, I'm going to kill my husband. He didn't do the dishes today or something like that. Like people, do you think people would be like, oh, you know what? He's not really meaning that he's going to off his wife.
Well, I don't think anybody really believed it. And I think that if there's a certain kind of person that says weird stuff all the time and the people around them just kind of become desensitized to it. But I think if a normal person like said, I hired a hitman to kill my wife, but he got busted on a parole violation and got arrested before he could finish the job, I think we would say, what are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Back that up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I think Jason was probably the kind of guy that, you know, I mean, it sounds like he's talking a lot.
Yeah, it sounds like he is talking a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like too much.
Yeah. So it's hard to say definitively that Jason had slipped something to Christy. But in September 2014, Jason called his neighbor and asked her to check on Christy because he thought she might have overslept. So neighbor Sheila went over to the house. The door was open and the alarm clock was blaring. And she went into the bedroom and like found Christy in bed. And so she pushed on her and Christy sat up and could not believe that she had overslept.
Yeah. Right? With the alarm blaring like that, that's like, okay. And she's
got to be kind of knocked out. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know. There's no proof. It's purely speculatory, but I mean, you could kind of see somebody that's talking about, you know, slipping his wife some pills.
Maybe he slipped her too many.
Yeah.
Xanaxes.
Yeah. It didn't kill her. But I mean, you got to be pretty knocked out to sleep through your alarm clock.
Yeah.
Although that did happen to a friend of ours one time and the neighbor called the police. Do you remember that?
Was she on her medication too?
No. She called the police because she had complained to her friend before. This was in her 20s because she had heard her banging her boyfriend. No, husband. And she yelled at her, you know, like, I hear all of it, blah, 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 blah. And then the alarm was going off the next day. Oh. And so she called the police and then she was like, oh, sorry about, you know, yeah, I guess I was really passed out. And she's like, I'd rather hear you bang your boyfriend than your alarm going off.
Oh my God. Oh, funny.
Yeah. Okay. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns Investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Lady listeners, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you are, you are most definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormonal disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. They are in our food, water, the air we breathe. They are all up in our business, messing with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through: perimenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier through these changes. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. I've been taking Hormone Harmony for months and will keep on keeping on because it just makes life easier. I feel less stress, less bloat. And just even, I feel more like myself. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
So her name might have been Christy too.
The girl? Our friend?
Our friend. Mm-hmm.
Last name with the D? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. I did not know that story. We weren't as close as you guys were.
Okay, so neighbor Sheila goes over, Christy sat up, couldn't believe she had overslept, but 2 weeks later, when Jason phoned up the same neighbor to check on Christy and see if she had overslept again, she didn't sit up. The neighbor found her lifeless and cold.
What did she have?
Foam around her mouth.
He's been doing it the whole time, just waiting. And then asshole sending the neighbor over like a little motherfucker.
Totally.
Like,
yeah,
who
the neighbor
does that?
Says she still has nightmares because of the state she found her. Yeah, apparently finding someone after they've overdosed is a real rough sight.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to find anybody in that state.
No,
like,
of course not.
Oh my gosh. You guys, like, no.
No, awful.
Trauma
awful.
For your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, this time we can definitely say Jason was responsible for it, but it would take 7 years for Jason to be found guilty in criminal court. Now I will explain why. First of all, when first responders arrived, there was no sign of a struggle or a break-in, and so it was not treated as a crime scene. It was assumed this was just a random tragic fluke or overdose, which would just be revealed in an autopsy.
This is what's going on here near me. Same name too, but
interesting.
Yeah. But if there is no signs that there is a criminal activity, then
I
think
a lot, the criminal was real good.
I know. And then I think that there's a lot of evidence that's lost.
Yeah.
Or damaged or destroyed or whatever.
Certainly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, right off the bat, Christy's family could not make sense of, you know, it being suspected an overdose, because Christy was a perfectly healthy 36-year-old woman. She'd just given birth 4 months prior.
Yeah.
She was not, you know, a drug user. Perfectly healthy 36-year-old women don't just drop dead. She had maybe smoked pot here and there in her life, but according to them, on account of her breastfeeding, she was like neurotic about what she consumed.
Like squeaky clean.
Drugs were not even like a possibility. You know, we all know that feeling, right? Mm-hmm. But you can see why to authorities handling this case, drugs did seem possible.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, at the time in Michigan, it was all over the country that there was, I mean, it was all over their community and all over the country that the opioid epidemic was just like indiscriminately taking lives.
Yeah. And in Michigan?
Yeah.
They've got a problem up there.
Yeah. Yeah. And they saw their fair share of it, you mm-hmm. know, and it, like I said, you know, it's indiscriminate.
Yeah.
While Christy's mother is still processing how her daughter could be gone and not yet knowing all these conversations had been had about, you know, unaliving her had taken place between the coworkers and the siblings, you know, mm-hmm. she learned that Jason had made arrangements for her daughter to be cremated. She called the detective and told him that before the cremation took place, she wanted to make sure that they got everything they needed from the autopsy that they might need to like prove foul play. But once the toxicology report came back saying that Christy passed from a heroin overdose,
what?
There wasn't an in-depth examination. The medical examiner ruled her death accidental overdose.
From and heroin.
So, from heroin. Yeah.
Does heroin taste like anything?
Well, we're going to get to that. It's bitter, actually. And so from a law enforcement point of view, their hands were kind of tied mm-hmm. because the medical examiner has ruled it accidental overdose. And it appeared to them as such because there was no signs of a struggle or a break-in or anything, right?
Yeah.
So I guess they can still investigate it, but it's not like a priority, right? So it was assumed that Christy had ingested the heroin orally because there were no needle marks or smoking. You know, some people smoke heroin paraphernalia as well yeah. as no heroin at all found at the scene.
So isn't that sus? Aren't they like, that's weird?
Yes.
Like, if girlfriend's yes. a heroin user, I mean, I don't think ingesting it is.
She ingested it, flushed it all down the toilet, and then didn't have any left.
But I just don't think that people really ingest it. It's not like what people do. Do they or do they? I mean,
You are correct.
Because it probably doesn't feel the same as like injecting it in your vein where you get this like euphoria or whatever.
I've never done heroin.
Well, me neither. But yeah, I watched the movies.
Yes. Yeah.
What was that one? Trainspotting?
Oh, yeah. That was a good
one. You know? Yeah.
So dark though.
Yeah, yeah. But you saw what happens. They get like all like it's immediate gratification.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're
ingesting stuff.
You're right on it.
Not immediate.
That people don't eat heroin typically. And that should have raised red flags for investigators.
But it didn't.
It didn't. It sounds like they just kind of figured, you know, her family was in denial because they're saying mm-hmm. like, this does not make sense at all. Mm-hmm. Right. So family's in denial that Christy had abused drugs, which is actually frustrating her family even more. And more so frustrating because Christy's parents turned over her breast milk, which she had been stockpiling to be tested to prove to them like she didn't use heroin.
Yeah.
Right? But when it was the results of testing the breast milk were revealed negative, it didn't make a difference. It also didn't make a difference when they were at the station turning, her family was at the station turning over the breast milk, and they learned that Jason's brother was there earlier. So Christy's parents were informed that Jason's brother and Jason's brother's wife had been at the station earlier that day. And so they got to thinking that the only reason why they would have been at the station that day as well was because they must be thinking that Jason is responsible for this too. Mm-hmm. According to Jason's brother, when he went to the police, he was told something like, your brother may have been involved, but we would hate to arrest someone who just lost their wife.
What is in the what?
The logic, what? Like, very perplexing in that.
It almost just thinks that they don't, it seems like they don't want to do their job.
Right. Yeah. Well, when Christie's family learned from detectives that Jason's brother had visited the station, she knew, you know, what he was
thinking.
Yes. And it says a lot, right? That his own brother is thinking that he was responsible for.
Well, his own brother, he kind of already mentioned it to him. So of course he's going to be like, dude, you already kind of said you want to kill your wife.
I know. Yeah. All right. Well, meanwhile, while this is all happening, Jason didn't wait a hot minute to claim Christie's life insurance, which was $100,000 through her employer. Mm-hmm. He also was able to collect another policy that was through his employer. He didn't even wait until the next day to call about those policies.
Stop. Mm-hmm.
Christie's funeral was after her death. And according to the neighbor, he had his girlfriend move in before the funeral had even taken place.
No.
Mm-hmm. As well as his now two adult children from his first marriage. Yeah.
What in the world?
Yeah. The next few years were like walking a tightrope for Christie's family because they did not want to lose their relationship with what they had left of Christie, which of course was...
Were the kids.
Yeah.
And, but they know that he killed their daughter.
But they have to make nice with him.
Oh my gosh. That's got to be the world's worst. I mean...
So hard. Yeah. I give them so much credit. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, they were not willing to prove, you know, to give up on proving that he had killed Christie. They sat back and watched Jason buy new cars, a new house, parade his new relationship around. And they just kept their mouths shut because they wanted to continue to be able to care for the girls, which they had done a lot of. And Jason welcomed it, you know, like, of course.
He needed help.
Right?
Oh, they're smart. You know,
yeah, they are smart. All the while, they were doing their own investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And they learned that there hasn't been a homicide in their town for over 50 years.
Yeah. So these guys, they don't want another one. They don't want one at all. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't want a homicide. They don't want to look into it. They don't want to work.
Right. So they are, you know, taking a crash course in like how deaths get ruled accidental, you know, mm-hmm. and all things like that. So Kathy is, you know, calling the local police and getting nowhere with them. She requested that they bring in state police to assist, but they weren't feeling that. Yeah. The county prosecutor did listen to Kathy's pleas, but there wasn't anything he could do until the police gathered enough evidence for Jason to be prosecuted. Kathy emailed the man every single day so he didn't forget about her.
No way. That's awesome.
I just love that. Yeah. I can't imagine what that was like for her, continuously reaching out to anyone who would listen and then smiling at Jason at birthday parties. Like everything was just all good. That takes so much strength.
Mm-hmm.
She must have done a great job at it, as well as Christie's stepfather, who was kind of the techie of the family, because when Jason couldn't get his laptop to reboot, he handed it over to his former father-in-law to work on for him 3 years after Christie had passed. So he turned the hard drive over, the stepfather turned the hard drive over to the police. And on it, there was a picture of Jason a short time after Christie had died doing lines, like a white substance.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a chair and he looks intoxicated and there are just like these two fat lines of something, right? Mm-hmm. I am really perplexed as to who takes pictures of people using drugs and then who keeps those pictures. I would have killed
what year?
I would have killed my friends back in the day.
What year was this?
2000. So this would have been 2017.
Yeah. So there is like, I mean, that is for sure that happens all the time now. You have a camera on your phone. When I never did
but that.
That
just seems like that's the one time you like don't like
a girl.
You see somebody picking up, God. You know,
people you don't want take a to blackmail. Oh, yeah, but listen, people take pictures of everything.
I know, but he had it on his own computers. So why would you save that? You're, you know,
I don't know. I mean, God, I don't know. I guess he liked looking at his big fat lines.
I guess I don't know. Okay. So he had also been let go from his, at this point, he had been let go from his employer for, you know, taking some drug tests that turned out positive.
Surprise, surprise.
Right. So this evidence that Jason had access to drugs, which he had denied in the past, was still not enough to prosecute him. But Christie's parents were able to use it against him still. They sued him civilly for wrongful death. They called it a reverse OJ trial. The civil suit meant Jason was deposed. And he hadn't really been questioned before.
So now when they civilly sue him, they are now saying, like, we hate you. And
yes,
I mean, they have to at this point. I mean, this is like the last straw. They know they're going to lose contact with their grandchildren until.
Yes. So they put it all on the line. Yeah. So Jason's deposition was nauseating. His account of the night in question doesn't add up to what he had originally said. And he gets really like visibly agitated. He was confronted with a picture of him doing lines. And his explanation was that he was giving an example of what not to do for his older children.
Oh, right.
It was all pretend.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It was just flour. What is
Yeah.
What?
Right. Mm-hmm. So his deposition did him no favors. And the part that really snapped into focus is that he said he had fed Christie cereal that night. Well, you were right, Tab. Heroin does not taste good. It's really bitter. And milk neutralizes the taste.
No way.
Yeah. The medical examiner was deposed as well. And now, upon closer examination of the evidence in conjunction with the autopsy report, he changed the cause of death from accidental to homicide. Jason Harris was found guilty, civilly, of wrongful death and ordered to pay Christie's family $2 million. But even though he was found guilty, you know, I mean, it's just civil court. So
and he doesn't have the money. So, I mean, they're never going to get the money.
Yeah. And so he's thinking it's over. So he walks out of the, you know, the courthouse, whatever, pissed. But, you know, the thing was that the medical examiner re-examining the causation, and now that they changed it to homicide for the cause of death, a investigation, a real one, ensued. And finally, Jason was charged 7 years after Christie died, because this whole thing took a real long time.
God. Okay. Yeah. His youngest is now 7 and a half.
His oldest kids are adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he pled not guilty to murder at trial. At the trial, his brother testified for the prosecution.
Him. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't just have to face his brother. Their mother and aunt and sister were all in the courtroom.
What about all those people he worked with? Did anybody come forward?
Yes, they testified. That's how I know what they said. Yeah. Yeah. So, by the way, that sister that had previously met up with the brother to discuss that text conversation she had had with Jason about killing Christie that was so disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was just an onlooker. She didn't testify at trial because she had a memory lapse.
Oh, right.
You know how that happens.
Yeah, right. That really happens during those kind of things. Actually, it's quite opposite. Usually you remember like every single thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. The trial lasted 7 months.
Wow. No way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an OJ situation.
Yeah, it really is. The case against Jason, based on the depiction of his character, is strong. I mean, it's not hard to prove. He's, you know, a douche canoe.
A douche canoe.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But in terms of actual evidence, it was not a slam dunk for the prosecution. The prosecutor said that they had to prove Jason was a drug user with access to drugs, you know, and they were able to do that. There was clear evidence of that. But they didn't just have to do that. They also had to prove that Christie wasn't a drug user.
Well, yeah. But I'm also like, even if he wasn't a drug user, there is something called the dark web where you can get things on a one-off chance that you wanted to like get some heroin?
Well, how it kind of came into play in this case is because he had said repeatedly that the only drugs he had ever done were prescribed and pot. So if they can prove that he's a regular using drugs regularly, that shows he's a liar.
Yeah. Well, he is a liar.
Right? And what reason do you have for lying? So how they proved that Christy wasn't
was her breast milk
that they'd had this whole time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, Christy had been pumping and storing her milk meticulously for the 4 months since she had been given birth.
Yeah.
And so they had proof. Yeah. She was drug free. It was a landmark case in that regard, the way that breast milk was used as evidence. Christy's family, you know, went through this trial in the back of their heads, knowing if he was not found guilty, they would lose access to those little girls. But thankfully, that did not happen.
Now, do they have full custody of them?
They do.
Yeah, that's great.
Jason Harris was found guilty and sentenced to life without parole. He is 50 currently and serving his sentence at Macomb Correctional Facility, which is a medium security prison. Based on my web sleuthing, it looks like the daughters Christy left behind are with their badass grandma, with whom, without her persistent fight, justice would not have happened. I mean, if they wouldn't have brought that civil suit, and the medical examiner wouldn't have changed, the medical examiner would have never relooked at the cause of death and would have never changed it. And then there would have never been an investigation.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah. So good. I mean, and these, this family, they just kept, from the minute she died, they kept notes on everything he did. Just like they have boxes of files. They just
amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. So clink, clink to Kathy for being such a disco biscuit. And, you know, clink, clink to her husband, to Christy's stepfather, who it's clear, you know, he really loved her like she was his own and never gave up the fight for her until the end. Lastly, Jason filed an appeal based on ineffective counsel in February 2024, but it was denied.
Denied. Okay. Well, rest in peace, Christy. I mean, what a bummer for your children. But I think it is a good thing that they do not have that father in their life anymore, because he was total douche. And he is one that needs to be away, because I could see him
it's
being
just, it's
a
really,
black
he
widow.
He really could have gotten away with it if it wasn't for that breast milk.
Yeah. It's amazing.
The breast milk, the prosecutor said, if they wouldn't have had it, they didn't think they would have had enough evidence.
Yeah.
You know, because.
Yeah. Because like, if you have a drug user husband, then you kind of like you just assume
he's got some loser friends that are around.
And the wife could be a drug
user too. And
then
you get kind of associated with that. Right. Yeah.
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 Well, thanks so much, Gretchy, for that. I want to let y'all know that we are thankful for you. And if you listen to us on Patreon or Apple Clink Clink Club, we have a special gift for you. Just go to our Facebook group and you'll find a post that I posted, and then just text me there or put a little comment and I'll send you something. If you don't listen yet on Patreon or Clink Clink Club, now is the time. It is $5 a month and we give you an extra case or extra episode every single week and an extra case a month. And it really is kind of a more personal experience with Gretchen and I. And it's a good way to support us. So head over to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime or go to Clink Clink Club on Apple. It's very easy. And then actually, if you listen on Spotify, it's very easy too. It's all intertwined right there for you to join. All right. So the next 2 weeks are Christmas and New Year's. And we hope you have a very Merry Christmas if that's what you celebrate. If you're celebrating Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah. If you're celebrating any other religion, happy whatever you celebrate. We are here for unity, and we are happy for you for whatever you decide. And we just wish you joy and peace in your life. And for a little joy and peace in our life, we are sending you some Rewind episodes. So we are picking some of our best of. So you'll hear that the next two Mondays, and we'll be back live.
We're going to do a best of episode, and we're going to like, we're going to talk about what we think about it now. Cause you know, since it happened
a while
since we visited, and also we're going to, do that with a Patreon episode
that you haven't heard
to give you a little taste. Yeah, a little taste of Patreon. And, you know, we know that a lot of podcasts like us are going to take a little snooze. So it's a great time to join Patreon because there's all that content you can binge.
Oh, totally. It is really. Give yourself a little Christmas present. And then if you want to also support us with 5 crimes, it will support your own beauty self too. I promise you the hair serum is amazing. My hair is so thick now. It is like everybody comments on it. And I'm like, all right, this is what it is. That's it. That's what I got. But all of it's great. Go to 5crimes.com and get your stuff there. And I think that's it. Thank you all for listening and have a wonderful week. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.